Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, a little bit of baseball-like drama building in the NFL, although I tend to believe that it's all going to be okay, especially with paychecks arriving shortly thereafter. Let's bring in Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Brian, how are you today? Is he there, horse? What's up, Brian?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I've never been better, and I appreciate the inquiry. I was just going around these questions that NFL players have about reporting and whether they're going to be, in their minds, sort of relatively safe and taken care of here, and they want to know what kind of acclimation period we're going to have, how often are we going to be tested, what happens to players after somebody tests positive to the other guys on the team. Do we have answers to those questions yet?
Not yet, Joe, but the latest is that NFL owners are scheduled to have a virtual meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's per ESPN's Adam Schefter. So on one hand, you want to believe that maybe in that hour or shortly thereafter we'll have some sort of a resolution, especially considering that rookies from two teams, Houston and Kansas City, are actually supposed to report to camp today. But as we've seen over the last couple weeks with the NFL, and certainly if you want to look at another league in Major League Baseball, what we had a month or two ago, maybe it is naive to think that everything is going to be settled by the time that we sit down to eat dinner this evening.
They've had so much time to get prepared here. I wonder if part of this is observing for as long as they could how things worked out in baseball, soccer, whatever other sports that they could observe, and they're just waiting until the last second because it's too unbelievable to think they don't have a basic plan ready to go here.
Well, I have seen basic plans, and actually they're not even basic plans. They're pretty complex and sophisticated plans. I mean, I've seen flow charts basically is what they are that the NFL has put out in terms of whether you're someone that tests positive for COVID-19 or you are a quote-unquote close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 and then what you do basically to isolate yourself from the rest of the team and when you have to test negative yourself or how often you have to be tested in order to return to play. So, I mean, I think there are plans. I think people who say that the NFL has just sat around and done nothing are maybe a little bit off base. But what does appear to be true and doesn't seem like it can really be argued is that they haven't done enough to satisfy the people who matter most here, and that's the players themselves, especially the ones who have legitimate name recognition and star power, many of whom, if not all of whom, threw their weight around yesterday on social media.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Peter King, I forget who he quoted, I think it was maybe an anonymous player today, saying, listen, if somebody, with testing not being every single day immediate results, and I don't see how that would happen. You're not going to test every day with immediate results and therefore have as much of a bubble, safe bubble as you could have. What happens when your starting center, you find out, on a Wednesday that he was positive? Has he not come? The problem then would be, has he not come into quarantinable distance to a bunch of players, including players around him in the huddle, other centers in the meeting room? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that's certainly a huge issue that they still have to sort out. And it's kind of the same thing that I think baseball is dealing with too. Many of the same questions when you're not in one of these bubbles like the NBA or a hub city like NHL, where you can have a little bit more oversight on who people are coming into contact with and contact tracing and everything like that. It's going to make it more difficult. And we'll see if the NFL will maybe do something with rosters, if you can expand them somewhat or have a pool of replacement type players. But it's going to be a very fluid situation, and there's still a lot of moving parts, even as the Steelers themselves are supposed to be one of the other 30 teams, not including the Chiefs and Texans, who are supposed to have rookies report, I believe it's tomorrow, and then quarterbacks and players rehabbing from injuries a couple days after that. So I see what you're saying, Joe. It's weird to think that all the concerned parties here would just be taking this up to the 11th hour, but some of the news that trickled out this morning about maybe finally an agreement to cut down NFL preseason games from 2 to 1 will be at least some sort of compromise that both sides here can grab onto and feel good about.
Brian Bacco, the Post-Gazette. So compared to a normal first couple days of camp, how will this look a week from tomorrow, do you think? Like, if you can picture it in your mind from the very beginning, how normal or abnormal is this going to look?
Well, we're certainly not going to have players showing up in their own, interesting cars and making grand entrances like you used to see at La Trobe, and no one's going to be lugging in TVs. But, yeah, once you get onto the field, I don't know that it'll look all that different, Joe. I mean, maybe you will have drills and stuff like that more spaced out, but sort of like you were saying with the example of whether a team's starting center would test positive for COVID, I mean, what does it really matter if you space out drills and individuals like that when you're eventually going to have to be doing 11-on-11 stuff or at the very least 7-on-7 stuff fairly early into camp so that you can get on the same page? I don't know, and I don't even know if me or my coworkers at the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo and Jerry Dulac, who are also on the beat, are we even going to be there to cover it in person? And if we are, will it be kind of like what the Pirates and Penguins are doing in only having a certain amount of media members spaced out with a reasonable distance in the press box? These are all still questions that we don't have the answers to. And we'll see if by this afternoon, after the latest NFL owners meeting, that maybe we will have a little bit more clarity.
Has anybody from the Steelers piped up about this? Any players, were they involved this weekend in the tweet storm?
I've definitely seen a lot of players at the very least retweeting things and putting stuff on Instagram that has been kind of circulated throughout the league. Just these black background, these are the things that we need to have happen if hashtag we want to play. But Eric Ebron, I think a newer guy, has been a little bit more outspoken than many on the team. Cam Hayward is, of course, always kind of in that role, and I would assume that he's basically the acting player rep with Ramon Foster retired. He was, of course, the team's rep for the NFLPA. So those are two that come to mind. Ryan Switzer is another one who basically said, hey, I have a newborn son who's like 2 months old now. Of course I'm going to have concerns about player safety, even as much as I feel like I've had a great offseason and I'm ready to get back on the field. So I definitely feel for these guys. I mean, that's the one message that I just think fans, readers, listeners need to adhere to here, is just these guys are human. Yes, they make a whole heck of a lot more money than us. They're a lot more famous than us, and we watch them play a sport for our enjoyment, but they're allowed to have human concerns, just as many of us do, even though we don't play in the NFL.
You texted me earlier, Brian, that ESPN had 4 insiders rank all 32 teams based on how likely they are to have success over the next 3 years. You said you were surprised to see the Steelers all the way up at number 7. Why?
Because I feel like the quarterback situation is going to be so much of a concern in that time period. I mean, it's basically a power ranking by ESPN for how likely teams are to have success in the short-term future. We're not talking 10 years down the road where you would give a ton more weight to teams with recent first-round quarterbacks. But that being said, the fact that there's no clear successor to Ben Roethlisberger on this roster, and a lot of people seem to think he might not even play 2 years from now, let alone 3, depending on how this season goes. So I thought it was interesting just where the Steelers came in. A lot of weight was put into Mike Tomlin from a coaching standpoint, which I think makes sense. The front office was ranked highly by those four insiders from ESPN, even though who knows when Kevin Colbert will decide that his year-to-year contract, he's ready to step away and retire. But the rest of the roster is in a pretty good place, and I think that's why they are seventh. But the bad news, if you're a Steelers fan and you buy that ranking, number one and two on their list are the Ravens and the Chiefs. So it doesn't seem like with Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes that those two franchises are going away anytime soon.
Thank you, Brian, very kindly.
You're welcome, Joe.
You have a check coming up at noon, don't you?
Join me?
I can't. I'm doing a radio show, but I would love to. Anything else on your mind? We have about a minute left. Anything sort of offbeat, quirky? There's always something that you're studying. I haven't thanked you yet for your research on Malzahn and the spelling bees. It was amazing.
Thanks. I will say this much in defense of our friend Chris. He was saying that he was giving me some grief that I didn't at least pull up any of the box scores from one of his few double-digit games his senior year at North Catholic on the basketball team. And I think that there actually is a little bit of an incomplete collection of the archives from local newspapers back then. There might be some stories in December or January that would have painted him in a little bit better light. And for whatever reason, they just aren't in our archives. So we'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Maybe you can find the one where he made 9 3-pointers.
I guess I would have to go into whoever was covering Penn State intramural basketball at the time and see what kind of archives they've got.
Thank you, Brian.
See you, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.